In Ozone Park, Queens, people are in shock over yesterday's fatal shooting of an imam and his assistant near a mosque where they had just been praying. Police continue to search for a suspect as community groups push for the case to be treated as a hate crime. So far, police say there's no indication that the shootings were related to the men's Muslim faith. WNYC Sarah Gonzalez has been speaking with people in Ozone Park, including those close to the imam, and she reports from outside the mosque.
Community members say Imam Akunji's wife had just made him lunch when he was shot in the back of the head at close range, blocks from his home.
And his wife, waiting for ready for his lunch, put the food and the rice on the plate, and wife waiting for him.
Badrul Khan is the founder of Al Furqan Mosque, where Akunji led the prayer services.
This is the 100% is a hate crime. Nothing else.
Hours after the imam died, his wife still thought he was in critical condition, says Rahid Soikit. He plays cricket with one of the imam's sons and says the kids didn't know how to tell their mom.
It's sensitive, though. You know, telling someone right away that they passed away.
Soikit says members of this Queens community, which is largely Muslim and Bangladeshi, get beat up and robbed often. A day after the deadly shooting, about a dozen police officers were outside the mosque. But Soikit says many Muslims here want to see that police presence all the time.
Yeah, we really want a lot of NYPDs in this area trolling around, looking around, because we're really concerned about the area. We really want a lot of security.
But Abdul Mateen, who's originally from Bangladesh and has lived in Ozone Park, Queens for 16 years, says the Muslim community cannot live in fear.
Something to someone doesn't mean everybody's going to get attacked. We feel safe in this country. That's why we are here.
He's standing outside of Al Furqan Mosque with about a dozen others. Later, Lauren and Matthew Longacre walk up to the mosque with a bouquet of white roses.
We live in the neighborhood, and we wanted to come over and pay our respects to the deceased. And, you know, it's our neighborhood, too, and these are our neighbors and our people.
Mosque leaders thank them for their gesture.
We're all united, we're all together. It doesn't matter what belief we are, maybe different beliefs, but we're all together, we're all American. Thank you very much. Thanks from our heart. All right, thank you.
We're very sorry.
Community members say Imam Akunji delivered prayer 5 times a day at this mosque and that it always included a message of peace. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.